Blog Talk Radio.
Harvest. God's got this. God's got us. I'm your hostess, Pastor Katisa. I give God praise and glory for this opportunity to come and worship God with you, give you a word of encouragement, let you know God is always thinking about us. We're always on his mind. The psalmist wrote, oh, wow, how, if, you know, the thoughts that you think toward us, God. God also said in the book of Isaiah, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. And so we praise God. We worship him. And we just magnify his holy name. There is none like our God. And so we are going to praise and we are going to worship him. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise. God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. There is none like you. You are mighty for the For you are God. You are mighty. You are awesome. We exalt your holy name. God, we thank you for this segment. We ask for many more to be encouraged, to be strengthened, oh God. And Lord, that you do a great work. You're doing a great work in our lives. Pouring out your Holy Spirit on us, God, that we will have the power from on high to be your witnesses, to stand up for you, to be bold as lions, and have the courage. To you be the glory, and to you be the praise. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Hallelujah. So our scripture is coming. It's coming from the book of Acts. But this writer wrote these scriptures, and the scriptures were actually, they were quoting another writer in a different book in the Old Testament from Joel. And so the speaker is Peter. You remember Peter, right? Peter was one of Jesus' disciples. He was one of his followers. He had denied Jesus three times, and Jesus reinstated him. So you know, he was continued on with the Lord. They were all waiting. Remember, they're waiting around. Jesus said, wait, and I'm going to send my Holy Spirit. You heard of the Holy Spirit, right? And he's a counselor. He is the Spirit that comes and lives within your heart when you believe in Jesus Christ. And he helps to lead you into truth. He will speak to you. He will guide you. He will show you the way. And so when we go to the book of Acts, Peter starts off, he addresses the people, but then he says in verse 17, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And then it says 18, even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. And what is prophesy? What does that mean? Because he says it twice. He says in verse 17, your sons and daughters will prophesy. You are our sons and daughters. You are youth. You are our children. You are, you know, you're the ones we know you because we've been in contact with you in some kind of way. We planted seeds, watered seeds, and God has made them grow. And so this word prophesy, it has a definition of this, and this is not the biblical definition. I'm getting this off of online dictionary. You can look it up yourself. It's the word prophesy. And it says this, Merriam Dictionary says, to state that something will happen in the future. And other definitions say, predict or reveal, though, as if through divine inspiration. And it doesn't just say, you know, you prophesy about the future, but you tell things about what's current, what is right. And that's really more the biblical definition of it. So it's preaching, basically. You'll be preaching. You'll be teaching. You'll stand up and say, hey, this is not right. It's not right to bully other people. It's not right to treat other people mean because they're different. It's not right. So you'll be the ones to stand up and speak forthrightly on things that you know that the Spirit of God has told you to speak and what is correct, okay? And so this is what Peter was saying to the crowd. He was saying, this is in fulfillment. When God pours out his Holy Spirit on us, see, after Jesus went to go to heaven, he said, wait around because the Spirit is going to be poured out. The promise, the Holy Spirit is a promise. And even today, the Holy Spirit, he is still amongst those who call on Jesus. He is amongst you as young people. I want you to get this understanding because you wanted power. You seek power in many different ways. The true power comes from the one and only true God who is all-powerful, and he gives his Spirit. He gives some of his power to us through the Holy Spirit. And so the power that he gives is for us, amen, to overcome, to be overcome of things in our lives that are not right, to overcome sinful things, sinful thoughts and behaviors. God helps us with that through his Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has many different functions. As I said, he will lead you into the truth, tell you the truth about what's going on. He will tell you and lead you and guide you and I. He is, he doesn't speak on his own. You know, he doesn't just say stuff out for no reason. The Holy Spirit will stay in line with what's written in the Holy Bible, the true Bible. And so he will let you know and guide you. He said in the scripture, he's come to tell people about sin, that it's wrong, about righteousness and what's right, and then about judgment. God is going to judge. He's going to bring judgment on sin. And the enemy, the devil, has been judged. So this, the Holy Spirit, does these things. He has He is multifaceted, but he's also, you know, he's powerful within us. The scripture says he also prays within us. We don't know how to pray. So if you think, okay, I don't know how to pray. I don't want to pray. Just say, God, I need your Holy Spirit. I need more of your Holy Spirit. Help me to learn and learn and teach me how to pray, what to say, what is right. Yeah, that's what God wants us to fall in step with and in line with, because prayer is important. Talking to God is important. Not just, you know, doing things like making big decisions, even small decisions. God can help us. God can help us. He wants to help us. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And I hope that somehow this is helping you, and that you're wondering about, you know, life questions, and you're wondering about why this happened or that happened. We may not always get the questions answered to the whys, okay? And we may not get those answered. But we will, and we listen to God, we will become closer to him. He will comfort us. He will give us strength. As I said, power from on high. To one of the things the Holy Spirit helps us do is to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. Jesus said, don't worry about what you're going to say when you need to say it. The Holy Spirit is going to give you what to say when you need to say it about Jesus Christ. And that is truly a wonderful thing. God wants you to know about his Holy Spirit, that God, he's going to pour it out on you so you can have, amen, the deposit. The Holy Spirit is a deposit of what is to come, of how we're going to live forever with God in his presence, to live with Jesus Christ. And so, amen. So God says he's going to pour out in the last day. This means right now, young person, right now, I believe God is going to pour out his Spirit on you. Does that seem like a scary thing to hear? Amen. A scary thing, like, I don't know about that. And it just may be so. But I tell you what, when I received the Holy Spirit, from God, when I received Jesus Christ, it was a relief that I didn't have to try to live for God on my own, but God sent his helper, the Holy Spirit, in me so that I can live for him. And that's what he is doing and going to do more of for you and I. Amen. And so I thank God for you. I pray that you are encouraged. I pray that you are strengthened. I pray that you have a blessed rest of your day and a blessed Lord's Day of tomorrow. Amen. Join us for Seeds of Prayer and Praise on this week. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen.